Hey, fuckers. Thanks for coming by.
Today, we're giving away some skateboards.
So,
Skateboard.
And
hats.
So, make sure you watch the whole entire episode.
Watch the whole thing,
because we're going to give this shit away at the end. Or, fuck it, just fast forward to the end and see how it works.
We'll get that view either way, baby.
Cool. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're going to fucking figure it out.
You want to find a problem that all of us have, and you want to find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool. It's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be Robin. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be fucking Batman.
Exactly.
You know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman. You know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted, though. We're definitely going to be smoking weed.
Welcome back, Doobie Talk Soldiers. We're back. This is going to be the first episode on the new YouTube channel. So if you guys are watching us right now,
welcome.
You guys found us. Thank
you. Grand opening.
Grand closing.
Popping that cherry, baby.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys subscribe. Catch more of these in the future. If not, still on High Rise TV waiting for us to upload.
Yeah.
You're fucked. So, yeah, they're just going to be sitting there in silence with no Doobie Talks, just weed related content.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Derek. My boy Aaron.
What's
you already
energy?
Knew that. And we're here. So, we're going to talk about all the bullshit that we went through in the last week, along with the world. So, first things first.
We got a nice pre-roll here from our good friends at Stone Road. So before we get too far into this, let's spark it up.
Spark it up. And if you guys hear pitter-pattering throughout the entire episode, it's because MacDizzle420 left us her DOG as she went to Colorado for 2 weeks or whatever. So we're playing an uncle and uncle.
We're babysitting.
Yeah, so lighten up this Stone Road. Stone Road is a company, I don't know if we talked about it last episode, but this is a company that we're doing some content for. It's all trees out of Humboldt, California, outdoor. Some of the pre-rolls are infused with hash. How's it taste, motherfucker?
Let's try that again. Didn't quite get it.
How's it taste, motherfucker? Pretty cool. The tips or the filters say Stone Road on them.
Here we go. Now we smoking.
Boom, baby, boom.
Now we smoking. No, yeah, this shit's good. It's like all organic, outdoor, fucking whatever, Humboldt grown. That's how you know it's good, if it's from Humboldt.
So we're doing a little photo campaign and some videos for them.
They just fucking blessed us with like 50 fucking joints.
Yeah.
So we just got a gang of these. So
packaging is really cool.
That's probably my favorite part. Yeah, the packaging's like super dope, on point.
And then so this week we've just been cranking along. We've just been doing a lot of content for a lot of brands out there, a lot of social media content, photo, video. You guys are on our feed. You guys are seeing some of the brands we're working with sprinkled in across the social media platforms, High Rise TV and the High Rise Co.
Yep.
So we've been doing that, working with Steezy. We are working with Kuroba, sent us some shit.
Moonrocks
OG, Moonrocks Ice.
G-Pen. We got some LA Kush. What else do we got? We got some Aces Extracts. We got...
I don't even know what's over there. Turkirex sent us.
Turkirex. We got Ziki. We got a lot of product that's been coming on in the last couple weeks, so we're just kind of getting warmed up and starting to really do what we've been talking about for a few months, which is go all in on the 420 marketing and the content and all that stuff. So it's cool to like see it starting to grow already, and we already got like a bunch of fucking product and a bunch of different projects and shit like that. So we've just been cranking along on that, simultaneously building our own platform up still. So we're working on season 2 of High as Fuck. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's our show on High Rise TV, where basically we roll up like a crazy joint or blunt, or we just roll up something super crazy and cool, and then we try to get like different influencers or rappers, athletes, skaters, whatever, to come through and smoke it while we interview them. So we've been just cranking away on that. We got Got our homie Adam Mill in here. You guys may have seen him. He's a big influencer in the community, hosts a lot of events. He's plugged in with a lot of different brands. And then we got our other good friend, Dope as Yola, who's like the original 420 Instagrammer, social media guy. So
yeah, we got two of the OGs in last week and we shot some content with them. We got a cool episode of High as Fuck with Adam Ill. So if you guys aren't familiar with Adam Ill or High as Fuck, if you're not familiar with High as Fuck, basically it's a two-part show that we do. We'll get a gang of product and we'll roll up something super fucking crazy. Like, for example, we have like a $100 bill cross joint with wax and keef on the tips. Or we have a fucking backwood, like we had Adam Ill smoke a backwood that has like some Ziki Farms fire tree in it. It had moon rocks. It had some Terpurex wax. Keef on there. Yeah, and then it had wax on the outside with keef on the outside as well. That fool took that to his fucking face. He
smoked that like a G. Like a professional.
So we'll talk about that in a second. But so basically the show is we shoot a fucking... the roll-up. So I'll shoot macro shots of all the concentrates of the fucking... the fire, the nugs, whatever. See the trichomes, everything. Shoot a quick time-lapse of the roll-up. And then show the final product. Try to get some nice shots styled decently. Then we bring the influencer in. So I'll chop all that up into a little 1.5 minute edit. We'll bring whoever in, the talent in. We'll have Adam Ill sit down. We'll fucking bring him the roll up. Mm-hmm. He opens it up. He says, "What the fuck is this?" He looks at it, takes a dry hit, speculates what's inside. And then we pull out the iPad. He gets to watch the roll up. Yeah. He gets to see exactly what's inside, how it was rolled, what the all the cook. Compartments,
see everything that goes into it,
components. yeah and then we get to get his commentary on it, and then as soon as he watches it, he sparks that shit up and we start interviewing him. We ask him a dozen or so questions. So we had him on. He showed up with his boy that's filming all of his vlogs, and he immediately sat down and rolled a fat backwood and smoked that solo to his face, and he sat in the hot seat right here.
Got another big one. Yeah.
And then took that Bam Bam Flintstones bat to the dome. Professional. And then I think we smoked another blunt after.
Probably did, yeah. We
smoked one of those LA Kush blunts after. So, yeah. You guys look out for that. That fool's great. That fool's just a talent on the camera. He just knows how to talk. He knows how to host. Not like us two fucking idiots that are just getting stoned and trying to mumble on this mic. But he's like on point. That dude gets like paid to go host events and shit and MC and whatever. The older I'm getting, the more I'm just realizing how much that is like a fucking skill.
Yeah. You know, to like navigate a crowd or hype them up or keep people engaged, entertained. It's not easy. So that was cool. Yeah. Then we had Dope as Yola and the next one. He came through the next day doing like 4 foot bong rips fucking with him. And we rolled up like a crazy joint with like wax on it and presented in a little bubbler and got some dope content. So it's been a busy week of cranking out content, photos, videos. Been fucking around with the drone. We crashed our drone into the ceiling.
Sick. Fourth time I've ever fucking flown it.
That was fun.
Shot that shit straight into the ceiling, and then one of the propellers broke off and it shot itself across the room and then kerplunked into the ground. It was dramatic.
Epic fail.
I was stressing.
But luckily it still works for the most part, so.
Yeah, it's a decent time to file that insurance claim. Yeah, hit hashtag that insurance. PPA, Professional Photographers America, $25 a month. Use the code word DubiTalks.
Yeah, for sure I would do that if I had all that shit.
Yeah, if you guys have any gear, you guys probably have a better one than me. And if you do, drop a comment below to the 29 people that are going to be listening to this episode on the new channel. But I use this thing called PPA, Professional Photographers of America, and it's like $25 a month, and you're part of whatever, this elite select group of members. And you get a magazine every month, and then you have up to $15,000 worth of gear insured, and it's like $250 deductible the first time something happens, $500 the second, $750 the third.
And that's for all your camera equipment.
It's like, and you don't really have to register anything. Like, I think it just goes off whatever.
Yeah.
The honor system. So, might do that. If you guys have a better
camera gear insurance thing. You're like, yo, bro, I use fucking Geico Gecko. That's just $8 a month. Drop a comment below. Because I might switch. Save me a little bread. So I could get flame broiler and coffee.
Stay up on that diet, son. But yeah, so it was a fucking, it's a pretty eventful week. Lots of work cranking away. We got more of it this week. It continues. We're trying to line up like two guests a week to try to bang out like 8 or 10 of these episodes. So talking with a bunch of people right now, trying to line those up. So we're trying to premiere season 2 on 420 on High Rise TV. So
that is in 1 month from
it's coming up
today.
Gotta finish up. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We'll should have like 6 or 8 episodes hopefully filmed by then. And yeah, we got that cranking. Lots of content. And what's that?
I'm excited for that. It's always a good show. Like, people get some good personalities. People fucking get really high. But yeah, people, like, I can only imagine what's going on in their head.
Yeah.
Because people are pulling it off and they're chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
In their head, you think they're like, fuck. Like, as Rogan said, just skiing downhill.
Yeah.
Just double black diamond hoping you don't.
Well, it's like our guests, the caliber of guests that we have, it's like Adam Mill, that's what he does for a living. He's going to be unfazed by this. Like, he smokes it like this, like, fucking for breakfast, you know?
Yeah, he smokes, like, 4
to, like, wake up and smoke one of those and then go smoke, like, 13 backwoods.
That's true.
And then, like, Dope Azilla, like, same thing. Like, he's been smoking viral shit for fucking 5 years. So it's like, but then you get fucking, like random, like, pro skater homie, or you get, like, whatever, the random dude that doesn't really, they smoke, but it's nothing like... like those dudes, you know?
What I liked about season 1, if you guys haven't checked out any of this season 1, you should, because people get high as fuck. And you see some of the people, they have like their character or whatever, and then as they get higher, their character drops. It's like in the real them, because it just takes so much fucking energy to keep that up when you're that high. It's similar to, like I realized just eating edibles and watching Hot Ones, the YouTube show Hot Ones.
Yeah, where they eat the fucking... that's like kind of what I like to compare it to.
It's exact
it's like a
same
marijuana
thing.
Version of Hot Ones. You progressively get more uncomfortable as it goes,
and then the questions keep coming.
Yeah,
and then people watch it because they want to see if that person can hang.
Yeah,
you know, but it's just weed. It's not gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah,
so
we need to have a tap out club or something. That's what they do.
Oh, you're right.
They have a club where, like, dude, like half the people don't even finish that fucking show, but like they have a little club, like didn't make it or like left early, whatever the fuck it is, and then it has like their face pop up. We should totally do that,
dude. I've only seen,
because nobody's quit yet on our shit.
I've only seen one person quit on that show.
Really? I've seen like 6 at least,
and it was Eddie Wong.
Yeah, because he went backwards. Yeah,
and a homie was like trying to get him to not do it.
He went to the bathroom like 3 times.
Yeah, he like took fucking like a bunch of shits and he was puking and he was just pounding milk, and the homie was like, yo, I like trying to get him to stop, because imagine as a producer and the host, you're like, this is gonna fuck everything up. Like, this dude just came out here in his busy schedule. We're not gonna be able to reshoot this shit.
Yep.
You're gonna fuck his whole day up.
I think my favorite one was Gary Vee. It's so funny. Dude, he just goes in, sits down, and like he's like, no, it doesn't matter. It's all mental. Like, no, these aren't hot. Like, I'll eat all this shit. Like, let's go. Like, just like being Gary Vee. And then he just fucking eats all of them, doesn't fucking flinch. And then he's just like, they're like, give us one tip of advice. And he's like, are you guys doing this as a podcast yet? And they're like, no. And he's like, you realize if you just made this a podcast, you'd have one of the biggest podcasts in the world in the first 2 weeks. Because it's like he has, they already have all the guests. They have Kevin Hart. They have Gary Vee. They have all the names. Cool. So translate that to fucking iTunes. Just put the audio recording up. That's all you have to do. And now you're in the fucking podcast.
It's the same thing we do.
Like,
we
it's
just
so
rip
smart.
This shit.
Yeah.
And we fucking upload it.
But we don't have fucking Kevin Hart yet.
Or Kevin Durant, or fucking whoever.
But it's just so funny. He just comes in, like, eats all their shit, doesn't bat an eyelash, then just fucking puts them on, and then just leaves.
And then have, like, 6 meetings after that.
I know. He's like, all right, I got 17 minutes to fucking bang out this segment.
And then, like, on the car ride there, he like, films 18 Instagram uploads. I
know. Fucking nuts.
The dude's crazy. So, yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, so fucking...
did we talk about that
our
on
boy,
the last podcast?
No, because it just happened.
Yeah, I'm
happened
getting
confused. After.
You're right.
Our boy.
Jab, jab.
Our boy. Oh, we got 2. our boy.
The man's right there.
So we got a DM this week or last week, and it was just like Gary V times high rise. And I just like look at my phone and I'm like, Derek, come look at the title of this text before I even fucking open it.
And even better.
And it just says Gary vs. Hi-Rise. And then Derek's like, what the fuck?
No, I'm walking like, in. Yeah. If you guys watch our fucking story on Doobie Talk, I'm like out here shooting, being a fucking idiot. And I think Aaron's like listening to fucking Around the World or some shit like that. So I come like dancing into the office filming. And Aaron, you could hear Aaron go, what the fuck? Dude, look at this. And I stopped filming, I post a story, and that's the... So you guys can act... If you guys actually caught like, you could hear this full fucking... On the end of the story.
And so we're like, what the fuck? So we open it up, and it's like... Fucking, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm Gary V's community manager. Gary's trying to get a network together of all the pages that he's interested in working with in the near future, blah, 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 blah. Fill out this form, like... Thank you, whatever. Something along those lines. And then Gary V likes the fucking post or the message. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, crazy. So I click the link and it's just like pretty much had me put in all my information, like size of shirt, size of shoes. I'm like, send me some of those K-Swiss though. Size of shoe, like, and then it's like, what are you interested in doing? Like, do you want to work with Gary? Do you want to... Are you interested in business? Are you interested in music? Are you interested in art? Are you interested in, like, all these, like, tabs? You can just, like, select which ones you're interested in or whatever. And then it's, like, tell us a little bit about, like, what you do or something like that. And then it's, like, submit. So I, like, filled all that shit out. And, like, the first 5 minutes, I just, like, instantly went there, filled all that shit out, fucking submitted it. And then I, like, DM'd the dude back. And I was, like, yeah, done, dude. Like, anything you guys need, you already know. So... I don't fucking know what it meant or if it's anything, if it's something huge or if it's just an automated thing. Like, I have no idea, but it was cool. It was fucking pretty crazy to see, like, Gary V liking the shit and someone from his camp, like, reach out directly. Like,
it's official, yeah.
So I'm guessing it has something to do with some shit that's going to happen this summer with
Green Street
or whatever, yeah. So I don't know, but it was cool, so.
Gary V is entering the 420.
If you're watching Gary, which you're definitely not, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting for their call.
We're going to have him sitting across from us one day on the Doobie Talk podcast, and he's just going to be fucking telling us all this shit. We're going to be stoned. Like, what are you saying?
Just like trying to keep up. But yeah, so that was obviously cool.
Nice little surprise. More of the ups and downs of the business.
And the biz. The business.
So
yeah, we got a new segment we're gonna try out. It's called
Power Moves
of the Week. And it's just something that we thought was like a fucking dope strategy or a dope idea or a cool move that someone made. So yeah. You wanna go first?
Finally after months of talking about it, I finished the book, Streampunks, by the Chief Business Officer director of YouTube. So going back, this dude, he used to work for HBO and then he went to work at Netflix and he spearheaded the streaming sector of Netflix. And then after seeing what YouTube was doing, and then eventually he left to go to YouTube because he believes it's like gonna change the world, which it already is. So this book, similar to Crushing It, which is all social media success stories, this is just all YouTube success stories. Talking about just, you know, what makes YouTube unique and how it's connecting people all over the world and giving people that never had a voice the voice, whether it's a fucking 70-year-old lady who does quilting, or whether it's like someone who does little fun skits from India or fucking whatever. And then of course he has to talk about the Biebs, our boy Justin Reber, because
the Reebs,
he's the fucking Reebs. I'm just talking about all that and saying how they started putting shit on YouTube and how he wanted to do a lot of like 30 second to a minute and a half clips of Reebs jamming out and like, no, hey, what's up guys, my name's Justin, I'm gonna play this song for you. It would just be him playing already and it would just cut to, you know, like, mm-hmm. Somebody would hit the record button halfway through, mm-hmm. and it was just more like voyeuristic. It was just less planned. It was just less organized. It was just more felt like you were there, you know, like, mm-hmm. how skateboarding What kills it with skateboard, like iPhone filming for
more
skateboarding.
Just real life shit.
Yeah, it's like you rolling next to your homie with your phone as he does the trick. It's not like sitting at the right angle and like watching him try the trick. It's more
crane
of like
and shit.
Yeah, it's more like you're at the. It's like you're there.
You're with him. You're sessioning.
You're with him, and you're like passing him as he's doing the trick, and you're getting to see the trick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what kind of translates with skateboarding. But so that was one of his ideas, and then whatever he ends up. Dropping some shit, he starts getting some fucking followers, and he gets a record deal or whatever. When he eventually gets a record deal after like 60 million views or some shit like that,
yeah,
they start trying to get the record deals, and motherfuckers are just sleeping on him so hard. Yeah. You know, like people are just like, nah, we're not fucking with like this YouTube kid. What are you talking about? So whatever, they go do his record, and the month leading up to the release of his album, this fool was like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, every couple days, or every other day probably, we're going to drop an acoustic version of one of the songs on your fucking track.
Mm.
Or on your album. So, by the time the album came out, and he went on tour, everybody fucking knew every word to the song.
Yeah.
To the whole album. Yeah. Before the album even dropped.
Yeah.
To me, I don't fucking, it's just like the most genius fucking thing. It's just the fluency that somebody's familiar
it's
with.
It's just
it,
like all like, these dudes that they just see the fucking future. They have the visual. Like they could see ahead of what everyone else can. They're mm-hmm. like this dude's like, what? This you too? Like this is insane. Just like Gary Vee and all the other fucking mm-hmm. people. Like they just like, no, they knew it was going to be fucking huge before anybody really even knew what it was.
And then just like the acoustic thing.
And then
like,
they just went all in on it.
Yeah, and invested all of it. He's like, they're like, I'm gonna fucking ride this.
Like the land grab, like fucking boom, first one to it. Like mm-hmm. let's fucking get as much real estate, as much market mm-hmm. as we can. Like while it's not as competitive.
So what I thought was the power move was that fucking acoustic drops,
mm-hmm.
because you're introducing people to the song, but you don't fucking know what the real production is gonna be. You don't know.
Yeah,
I
you're,
mean, obviously
you're just teasing them to buy the real shit.
Like imagine if you just hear like an acoustic version of like Jay-Z Unplugged with like the Roots band, and then like the album comes out and fucking Kanye's on the track.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you get the hardest hitting beat ever with the fucking Ill Soul sample or whatever, and you already know the words when it drops, and it's like you're hearing the remix basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the acoustic one comes out, and then you hear the actual album, and it's like you're hearing this remix. And how often do you like hear a dope ass remix and with a new beat? Because maybe you like the song, but the beat was kind of like whatever.
No, for
and then
sure.
You hear
yeah.
it on like the fucking
like on a mixtape or
exactly,
something. Exactly.
It's just like holy
it's like
shit, Lil Wayne's killing this shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that, and when he fucking went to his shows, and if you've ever been to a show, you already know like the artist doesn't want to play
the Bieber show, right?
Yeah, Bieber. Yeah. Like every show ever.
Go to all of those.
But like you know, when you go see a band play, you want to see the shit that you know, mm-hmm. and like the band wants to play their new shit.
Freedom Boys,
you know exactly, and. But that's, you know, it's the struggle with being an artist or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, they didn't have to, you know, so like smart. He played his old shit. His new shit was his old, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And then boom. And then the thing where he knew that YouTube was going to completely change the music industry was the week that Michael Jackson died. Numbers 1 through 10 on the top 100 Billboard were MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 was Taylor Swift. And number 7 was Justin Bieber, a kid nobody could ever fucking heard of.
Yeah.
And he was number 7.
With Michael Jackson.
With Michael Jackson the week he died.
Yeah.
That's when this fool was like, this is it.
It's like,
this
obviously,
is like,
yeah.
Game over.
Yeah.
YouTube's going to change the fucking world, so.
And now YouTube's about to put all the music fucking record labels out of business.
That's what it's saying. That's pretty much like the last chapter is just the whole thing with like music to talking about like Napster and shit like that. And it was like Napster had like, I don't even know, 80 million users or 60 million users or some shit like that. And it was just like...
Napster was like fucking people over because of like sales and shit. Mm-hmm. But now they're just... Now they're not losing sales. They're losing fucking the people. Like, now, like, fuck a record label. I'll fucking make my own YouTube channel and get more subscribers and go direct to consumer. And that's just going to keep happening. And that's the future, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the record label going to fucking do?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's pretty crazy.
Or it's just going to create new... style record labels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how
they're gonna have to adapt.
How Vice is like the new media outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They had to like change it. And
like
now,
I guess like had No Jumper. Like they're
exactly.
like the new record label.
Mm-hmm. No Jumper, like structure. Yeah, he pretty much could have been like the Vice meets fucking record label meet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, he talks a lot about vice in this. There's a long chapter about Shane Smith and what he did going to North Korea and what he did going to Russia to go to...
Yeah, those dudes just went into the fucking cut.
Yeah, like, they did all the crazy shit. Like, straight snuck into fucking North Korea and doing all this shit. And it took some crazy shit because they were, like, reporting on all the Middle East and Syria and all, but, like, nobody's taking them seriously. Even though the fucking news was, like, the same thing you hear about, like, Abby Martin and these people. They, like, get sent on these fucking CNN trips and they give them some bullshit job to do. Like, they don't have them report on the real shit, you know? And, like, it took some crazy shit, like, sneaking over to North Korea to get these networks to even, like, take Vice seriously.
Yeah, that's not... It's like, how do you even know what's going on over there? Like, how do you know how to navigate? How do you know, like, fucking... You know what I mean? It's like, three dudes from Canada or New York or whatever the fuck it is, and, like... How do you even, like, that's just so crazy to me.
Dude, for real.
And, like that's where their fucking head's at. Like, I want to go investigate the shit in the fucking buttfuck nowhere.
Well, I mean, like, to get to the point where you're doing that, like, Shane Smith's traveled the world. And then,
like,
doing
it, it's like, that's crazy.
Like, Shane Smith's going to, like, Russia and going to, because, like, I've been to Russia and I would never go back unless it was, like, organized as fuck. If I had, like, a guide, maybe with social media and everything now, it's a little bit different, but when I went, goddamn, 10 years ago, it was, wait, there ain't no Uber. There ain't no fucking smartphone. Yeah. Like, it was, might as well have been 1950.
Yeah.
But yeah, those fools are crazy. Like, so well traveled and been all over the world by the time you're, like, getting snuck in. But that's nuts. What's your power move?
Crazy shit.
What do you got?
So, mine is about the McDonald's documentary.
Woo! Bring it back, bring it back.
No, so I got a little bit of Netflix knowledge. Or just, like, some cool shit that they did that I thought was pretty smart. So, like, Netflix was, like, it was, like, doing well, but is kind of starting to get stagnant and almost, or was starting to decline because DVD players were so expensive and everybody was on VHS and going to Blockbuster and nobody was on DVDs yet. So everybody thought that dude was batshit crazy when he started Netflix. They're, like...
So what year? So it was started, like...
Like, 2000 or something, or, like, 2007 or... Let me look it up.
2007 sounds real. I feel like maybe like 2010 is when like...
1997.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, because it was right around the dot-com shit.
21 years.
So they came out... So this was all VHS pretty much. And then...
Wait, whatever. He was doing Netflix with VHS.
No, that's like when VHS was cracking. Yeah, he came out with DVD. So his whole thing was you mail in the DVDs at first. Or you sign up and you get mailed the DVD. And the way he started Netflix, the dude that started this was like this smart ass teacher dude that's like sits on the board of education and blah, 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 and all this shit. And he got a late fee one day for like $40 from Blockbuster. And he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, I guarantee you other people are having the same problem. Blah, 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 whatever. Right around the time internet's cracking, all this shit. So he starts fucking Netflix. $20 a month. Yeah, I think it's $20 a month, no late fees. And you fucking sign up online, pick your shit, they mail it to you, you watch it, you mail it back. When you're done, you get a new one. Unlimited rental is $20. So it starts off like picking up Steam. Once he picks up Steam, then he gets noticed by fucking Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. So they start trying to compete. Whatever, they're growing, they're still killing it, but then now they're competing with Blockbuster. Blockbuster's trying to do it. And they go to like a price war. So that's like $20 a month and Blockbuster goes to $17.99. Then Netflix goes to $15.99. And then Walmart comes in and does it and goes to $14.39. And just throws some random number cheaper. Like, so Walmart and Blockbuster are trying to compete. They're just doing like price war, going after each other's customers, like all this shit. Netflix had the best logistics in place, the best system. They had the best, like that's what they did. Like that's what their whole business model was. Walmart and Blockbuster were having a hard time like keeping the business like running right because it was more like logistically complicated than they thought or whatever. So whatever, they're all killing it, and then it kind of starts declining because people aren't really buying DVD players because they're so expensive. So the turning point was, it was like one holiday season, the DVD players like got way cheaper that one season, or they started getting way cheaper than that season. It was just like whatever. So the power move is, this dude went to fucking what's it called? This dude went to all the DVD manufacturers and he's like, yo, put my fucking coupon in all your fucking boxes. So now, boom, biggest fucking year of sales of DVD players ever, 30, whatever the number was, say it was 25 million, 20 million DVD players, whatever the fuck it was. Cool. Now your 20 million flyers are in all these new people who have DVD players that need fucking DVDs. Boom. So right after that, just took off like fucking crazy. Blockbuster's trying to compete. They ended up losing like 200 million or a couple hundred million trying to compete because they're gaining subscribers. They're growing, but they're losing money on every transaction. And they just, they're bleeding. They couldn't do it for whatever. So that's like, I just thought that was like so fucking smart how they like thought of that and just, you know, it's like so simple, but so smart. You know?
That's it. That's always the fucking move. The power move is always so simple.
Yeah.
It's always the of course moment. Yeah. Like, what? And that's all it is connecting these dots. Because that's what, like, me and this bull have been talking about, like, the last 2 weeks. It's like, we work fucking hard, especially this dude, because I'll work, like, 5-6 days a week. But this dude just works so fucking hard. And, like, we're like, God, we see what other people are doing. Yeah. Literally, people are closing $14,000 deals for, like, 2 months of the most garbage content you've ever fucking seen. But it's because they're, like, flexing and, like, bullshitting and wearing fucking...
Well, it's all like perception, fake like that one quote I showed you.
Exactly. We'll talk about that in a second too. But the whole thing is like, dude, we know, because we don't fucking make a lot of money. Like, it might seem like we do, or you hear Aaron talking about like closing an $80,000 deal, but like, he's not making $80,000. Yeah, like, he's making like a small fee on that, and then also you have to keep in mind like what Aaron's paying for overhead for like all these fucking businesses.
That's like, what people don't understand. Like, you're doing millions in sales, but you're fucking overhead and all your shit. You're not made. Like, people think if you're doing millions in sales that you're making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, even I thought that.
Like last year, you fucking, with all the companies combined, did over a million in sales.
Yeah.
But how many employees did you have?
Yeah.
17 at one point or something like that?
Yeah.
So you have 17 employees. 12. You're paying 12 employees. You're paying your fucking overhead. You're paying for your fucking, your machine. Your embroidery machine, which is a fucking $60,000 machine. Mm-hmm. So you're paying your fucking lease on that. You're paying all this shit. At the end of like all that, like, you're making a decent amount of money for a fucking 28-year-old kid who's doing it on your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not making $500,000.
No, yeah.
Not even making $200,000, you know?
No.
So, yeah, I don't even know what the fuck brought us the money, but... Oh, yeah, what I was saying is connecting the dots. Like, we're fucking so close. Like, it's that one thing. It's just, like, it's just that one idea that you have, and you're like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go cold call this DVD company."
Yeah.
Get 25,000 flyers. Like 25,000 flyers is.
What does that cost you? Like nothing.
That's,
you know?
It's still an investment. It's super cheap. But yeah. What does it cost? Like,
that would probably cost you like a G or two or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
For that, and then your ROI, and then you do that, and that's the one that takes off. Because it's always like, you hear everybody say it, like,
it's just like getting your shit directly in front of the fucking customer.
Because it's like Reed Hastings, like, you know, that wasn't the first time that Reed threw some shit out there like that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, Reed was throwing at fucking striking out left and right until he fucking made that phone call and
got those. And another crazy thing about that shit too was like, so then they started killing it, and then all the fucking content providers started seeing what they're doing, and they're like, fuck, we need to do this. So then all these people started pulling the content from Netflix. So then what does that lead Netflix to do? Boom, now you have to create your own content. Like, it's so crazy how many times he's had to like pivot.
And that was
like
the first, well, I mean, shit, 1997.
Now he's competing, and now it's getting crazy because it's only a matter of time until like Amazon's already catching up to them. Fucking Facebook's doing original content. Disney just pulled all their shit. They're doing original. Like, everybody's just going to directly compete with them. But where they're smart is they're getting, like, they're signing deals, fucking multiple deals with, like, Showtime or fucking Cinemax or whatever, all these networks, getting their whole library of movies. And then they're creating original shit. And then they're fucking contracting, like, stand-ups and exclusive shit. And doing series and, like, they kill it. They do original movies, original series, like, you know. But it's crazy how many times they had to like pivot to like,
yeah,
it's pretty wild.
I mean, been in business that long, he's the first, you know.
Yeah,
he's the one that like, go. He's the one that like started the whole subscription DVD box. And what about like Redbox and all that shit? Remember?
Yeah, Redbox is still around. Redbox is legit because it's just
it's like right you there. Want it it's right. Convenient. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're like getting groceries and you're like, oh, cool, it's $2. Like it's just like a Blockbuster. They just bring it to you. Like, and it's like you're leaving. It's like so designed perfectly.
Yeah.
It's just positioned to hit you right before you. It's like you get your fucking dinner, grab the movie, go home, boom. It's like most people are going to the grocery store once or twice a week anyway.
That was revolutionary too, because Blockbuster tried to get on that too, right? Didn't like Blockbuster try to make them?
I'm sure. Yeah, how crazy is it? Like when I was a kid, Blockbuster was lit,
dude.
Every Friday, go to Blockbuster, get like 2 video games and a movie. To play fucking video games all weekend.
There'd be literally how many copies of the new releases?
Yeah.
There'd be like...
Oh, and then they're sold out.
Dude, there'd be like 3 times the size of this grid shelf of them, and they would all be fucking sold out. Yeah. You'd see like 2 or 3 people from your school there.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was lit.
Get them fees.
And then how fast did it go away? Like just out of nowhere. Just within like 3 years.
Yeah.
2 years or some shit.
Redbox and Netflix subscription. And then that, even that, and then DVDs in general, once this streaming... change the game.
Yeah.
Nuts. Netflix. Yeah,
fucking power moves, dude. Crazy. Crazy shit.
That's cool. Reed Hastings.
Yeah, so that dude. Okay, and then he fucking started Netflix with like, he had some other company. He killed it and sold it for like $700 million and then started Netflix after that. It's like, what? It's like the fucking Patron guy. What's his name? Fucking the Paul Mitchell or whatever.
Jean-Paul.
Yeah. Like just
$2 billion
$1 billion fucking shampoo company or hair company, and then just now I'm just gonna make Patron real quick.
But you know, like once you understand like distribution models and once you understand
that's the thing. He didn't understand anything with Patron. He went to Mexico on a fucking vacation and said, take me to all the best tequila factories, I want to buy tequila. And he bought 10,000 cases of the one that he liked the most, and he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna try to make my own tequila. And then how it blew up was fucking rappers. All these rappers started rapping about Patron and it fucking took off, and that's how he blew up Patron. He wasn't even trying. He's like, worst case scenario, I have 10,000 cases to drink. Like, because he's a billionaire. He's like, it's a hobby, you know? It's like,
but when you have work $1 billion shampoo and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You've had fucking, you know, like all that logistics taken care of.
And yeah.
You have fucking buku bucks to hire the best dudes who know how to fucking handle all that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's luck. That's fucking full luck.
It's just like,
it's like Tommy Hilfiger. It's like all these dudes, like fucking Gucci. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Gucci's cool, but Gucci wouldn't be half where it is today if it wasn't for all these fucking rappers.
Hip hop, yeah.
Louis Vuitton. Fucking me growing up knowing what I wouldn't know what the Rob Report was. You know, like listening, I wouldn't know what Maybach Benzes were. I wouldn't know what fucking any of this shit was.
All this nice fucking shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but fucking crazy.
It's fucking nuts. That's cool though. It's Chance.
Yeah, just literally
25,000 flyers. Because that's something anybody could do. You know what I mean? Maybe not 25,000, but maybe you know somebody who has 2,500, something that's gonna get dropped off, and you throw business cards in it or whatever, and then you have throw yourself 2,500 chance that somebody sees your shit and checks your shit out and needs. I mean, you've been sliding in DMs like your life's on the line lately. You know, like, people are going to hit you back, you know? Like, you never know. Like you said, recently, some of the people that have, like, responded to DMs are, like, the last people.
Dude, yeah, I'm just, like, getting people with, like, 1 million followers, and they're responding in 5 minutes. I'm just like, oh, cool. Like,
imagine how many DMs they get.
People actually do fuck with me, yeah.
God. It probably only works out that way because your shit's...
I think what it is because they see that it's a business first, and then once they click it and see that we have a following, then we're legit. We're credible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like... when somebody else is DMing, it's usually like someone's face, and it's usually like, hey, like, will you sponsor me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get the first sentence, you know what it is I'm saying, because I get right to the point, and
then
you click it, and it's like,
oh my God.
And lately, I've been adding in fucking, like, cool, I'll send whatever, and then I'll add a fucking video clip underneath it, or a fucking deck, or whatever underneath it. So it's like, it looks legit.
Anything you can do to just
stand
get
out.
Less back and forth.
Yeah.
Because you never know. You guys could be fucking going back and forth, about to close a deal, and then something happens like that just who knows? Some life happens, you know, whether it's on your end or their end.
Yeah. They so. Fucking go on tour for 3 months, 2 days after you're DMing them or
whatever. Right?
Or that's happened to me,
Or, you know, you're about to close, like, a deal with one of your favorite comedian podcasters ever, and then, like, you're going back and forth on DM, and then the next day they get booked to do the Conor McGregor fight, and you're like, fuck!
And they're just gone for 2 months.
And then they end up getting their own show, and you're like, well, he doesn't need my 72 dad caps.
I know. God damn it. Yeah, crazy. What else? We got the fucking, so the Rockefeller dude, they're like auctioning off all his shit. So he bought a Picasso painting for $10,000. Guess how much it's worth?
$213 million.
73 million.
Oh, I almost said 80 first.
And then another one, he had a, he bought a $100,000 one that's worth 90 million. So he has two paintings that are worth $163 million, just chilling. And he, his whole thing was like, he didn't want to sell them while he was alive because he would have to pay the taxes on it. So he's like, fuck it, I'll wait till I die, and then you could sell it and donate all that money and keep all of
That's
it.
That's dope.
Or whatever. So he's like donating most of his, like, whatever. $1 billion estate, fucking two paintings with $163 fucking million. And his son's about to just, and I mean, the son's probably... gonna inherit whatever, just so much goddamn money.
Type in,
like, Rockefeller worth is like billions.
Yeah, because he's like one of the, it's like one of those families. It's like Kennedy's. Yeah. It's like, was the Rockefellers, did they do railroads?
I'm an idiot. $300 billion. What?
$40. If it, it said what it would be by the time Rockefeller died in 1937, his assets equaled 1.5% of America's total income output.
Okay, so homeboy that I'm talking about, $3.3 billion.
To control the equivalent share today would require a net worth of 340. Yeah, so he's not 340. That's like what it would have been worth, right? So that's like what 1.5 of America's economic output.
That's crazy.
$340 billion. That's like three Bezos.
I know. I think, yeah, I think he's the richest right now.
Oh, it's John, yeah.
Ooh.
127. Jeff Look Bezos. At him. Look at that fucking face right
Damn,
there.
That's almost double Zuckerberg.
He's like, yeah, you fucking know. I'm rich as fuck. I'm Scrooge McDuck.
He took out everyone, dude. He's just getting fucking warmed up, too. He's only 54. Like, he's got another, like, 15 fucking solid years of just world domination.
Like, what is he going to do? I've been buying shit.
Or fucking, then you got Zuckerberg, who's, like, 28. He's, like, my age or some shit. He's probably a year older or something. He's just... That dude's got fucking... You know? Sky's the fucking limit. And then you got Elon Musk over here, just building underground tunnels and flying to space.
He's tired.
And then you got Bill Gates, who's just...
Retired philanthropist.
He's just, yeah. He's done. He's like, eh.
He's like, I made computers.
And then this number is going to, like, fucking quadruple in the next, like, few years, probably.
Elon Musk
is
going to
be, like,
so
the first
tight.
Trillionaire. I want to see the first trillionaire.
Who do you think? Or do you think it's just going to be somebody, like, who do you think?
I don't know. Probably this dude.
Can you bet on shit like that in Vegas?
Maybe.
Can you bet on anything?
I'm sure you could find someone to take that bet.
Like,
I don't know.
Can you really bet on anything in Vegas? Like, can you bet that, like...
I'm sure with, like, an outside...
Can you,
I don't
like...
fucking know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, can you bet that, like, Joe Rogan might say fuck on the next pay-per-view announcing for W... You know what I mean? Yeah. Shit like that.
Probably... I mean, it's probably, like, what... like... I wonder if there's like a site or something like matches up bets. Like, you just throw out random bets and someone's like, I'll take that bet. It's like an app or something. You're just like watching UFC and you're just like,
dude,
I don't know. But I don't know. I can
see it. Hey, app programmers, hit us up. We came up with a new app. It's called You Want a Bet?
Want a bet? Put five on it. Five on it.
And you could do anything.
That would be pretty funny. Imagine the fucking logistics of that. How would that even work?
Who knows?
What's Warren Buffett?
Oh, yeah.
$73 billion.
Berkshire Hathaway?
What's Berkshire?
what is it? A couple hundred thousand per share to 300,000 per share?
65.3 billion.
$211,000 per share.
That's insane.
And then I think this one is, I think the Class B is now 211 because I just got some. Talk about how cryptocurrency's down.
No, it's fucking...
It's back up?
Dude, I fucked up.
Should have bought, huh?
Dude. Literally, I was in the shower and I'm like... I was like contemplating. I'm like, I should just put 10 grand into the fucking... into this. Because it's literally... It was down the lowest I've seen it in like months. And it was down for like 3 or 4 days. And I'm like, I know I'm going to wake up tomorrow and this shit's going to be green. And I was like, should I do it? I was like, nah, and I bailed.
Is this yesterday or the day before?
It's been green for 2 days.
Dude, because I feel like I even saw Ethereum down to like 260. Like,
literally, everything was up 40%.
Yeah, it's up 21%.
So I was like, literally, that's all like... I should have just pulled the... I would have literally made like fucking 5-10 grand.
Like what, Bitcoin is at like 6 grand?
Yeah, not to like 9 or something, yeah.
And Ethereum, I swear Ethereum was
at like... But that's like, dude, this shit happens every fucking like 2 weeks. It just... crashes super fucking low for 3 days and then it fucking goes green, fucking surges, then it goes stagnant, then it goes red. It's just like literally back and forth, and you just need to time it. And just like, I was like, literally this close.
I almost hit you up to ask you because I was like, damn. I was like, everything looks low as fuck right now, yeah. Dude.
No, like that would have been
like Ethereum was down to like 260 time. Or some shit. No, like that.
Everything was like low as fuck.
And now it's up to 570.
Yeah, in 2 days.
So you just bought a G.
Literally, like it. My shit that I own was up 40% overnight. It's like, but whatever. You just wait for the dips and load up and sell it and fucking that's it.
Cash out and go to Vegas.
It's what is it like? What I'm like trying to learn. It's like hit fucking singles. You know what I mean? Don't fucking try to hit a grand slam every time. Like, yeah. Fucking cool. Put in 500, whatever. If it goes up to fucking 950, take out a couple hundred, let that original investment, and just keep doing that over and over and over and over and over and over. Yeah. Let all that shit compound, you're going to be fucking rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of like, put 500 in and wait till it goes to fucking 6 grand or whatever. Like, maybe it can happen, probably not. And it's going to fucking take a lot longer.
Yeah, just pull out like 300 bucks and play with the house's money.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're good.
Yeah. But and I'm still waiting for the Robinhood app. They're supposed to launch that shit, and it's still waiting list for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know if you guys invest at all, but Robinhood, and they're getting crypto on there very shortly.
So it'll be super super easy for people to trade.
Shopify's up, but yeah, baby.
The stock market's been fucking on fire this last like month and a half. It's been fucking cracking.
If you guys know any good ones, tell us.
Drop them below, baby.
Drop that shit. What else you got?
Drop them below. Rock the fucking Rihanna Snapchat. So Rihanna like posted some shit on Instagram or something like that, and was like, "Fuck Snapchat, unfollow them or stop using it," or said something like that, and they lost fucking $2 billion worth of their net worth in like 3 hours. And the same thing happened with Kylie Jenner. Same thing. She was like, Snapchat sucks now, or
and her something. Shit wasn't even malicious, right? She was just saying it was just like not.
She's tired. Like, nah, I don't like this anymore. Or something along those lines.
Like something that she doesn't even like really give a shit to say, and it just cost people.
And then that leads to like all these people that are discussing this, and they're just like talking about like if you're a fucking social app or if you're like a brand in general, like you need to fucking align with these influencers. Like think about it, your Snapchat, right? You have billions of dollars. Billions. Cool. Why wouldn't you literally like, yo, Kylie Jenner, I'm going to pay you X. Yo, fucking Rihanna. Yo, fucking Miley Cyrus. Like, build a fucking network of like 15 of these people that all have super mega influence, like 30 million plus or whatever. Pay them each a couple million dollars. 30 million, 50 million, whatever the fuck it is. Like, imagine you're like... You know what I mean? Instead, they don't fucking pay any of
post
them.
Post whatever then, the fuck you want.
Yeah.
We'll fucking link you up with these fools so you guys can collab and do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys want to do? You guys want to go to the fucking Caribbean? Cool. We'll fly fucking Rihanna, DJ Khaled, and fucking Kylie Jenner yeah. to the fucking Caribbean. You guys do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Just post 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck.
It's like, find the most relevant influencers and send them all a goddamn check. You know what I mean? Like... That's gonna fucking build your brand so strong. Like, it's insane. Like, I'm surprised even like Instagram, or like, you don't really see these like social platforms like sponsor people or like, you know what I mean, like partner with
people. But like, why did Snapchat blow up in the first place? Lion, fucking DJ Khaled, chilling in the jacuzzi,
yeah,
telling people the keys to life.
Yeah,
I didn't even have Snapchat and I know about it. You know what I mean? I didn't have Snapchat and I catch myself on YouTube watching fucking 1 minute compilations of DJ Khaled like Snapchats.
I never really got into Snapchat.
Hit that right there because it'll adjust the exposure. Boom, we're back.
Yeah, and I've really fucked with Snapchat. I like tried it about a little bit in the beginning, but, and then it was funny because I went back because I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna start trying to use Snapchat again. And then like 3 days later they changed it and I'm like, dude, this is the worst ever.
So that's pretty much what happened to me.
That's why everybody's like over it, because it just sucks now.
I got it because you're like, oh, I'm a fucking single dude and I'm Snapchat comes out, I'm gonna get it. And then like a fucking month in, I start dating Jen, and then like 4 years later I'm like, oh, I'm gonna start fucking with Snapchat. And then they roll the fucking stories out a week after.
Yeah,
I fucking did that. So I'm like, well, who cares?
Yeah,
like whatever.
Yes. And then it's, I don't know, I'm just, I know it's still cracking, especially for like younger kids and whatever,
but especially if you've developed a following, you know.
Yeah,
like you're getting fucking thousands of opens.
Mm-hmm. But it's just so funny because everybody's just like, fuck, and everybody's just talking shit, and it's just like they're losing so much fucking users and market value and all that shit just off of fucking social media tweets from influencers that like they could have partnered with or aligned with or something, you know. It's like they don't have like Taylor Swift or fucking any like A-list influencer like promoting or like,
no,
I'm using or making original content just on Snap. Like that's what they should do. Hey Snapchat, call me. But like, why not get 10 fucking influencers? Yo, your day-to-day story is only filmed on Snapchat, not on Instagram, whatever. Then that drives their fucking audience to use Snapchat to watch it. Like,
while you're at it, fuck it. Do it for MySpace, too.
Yeah. MySpace. Yeah, get that top
eight. Just have them all put them on their top eights.
The top eight. Like, okay, I guess this fucking kind of ties into that. Like, how we're just listening to how Amazon paid fucking Khloe Kardashian. Fucking nobody knows how much money, but they paid her to do a sponsored post on her baby shower. It said hashtag Amazon registry, hashtag Amazon, whatever, like little plug to them, which is like smart as fuck for Amazon. Like they're ahead of the curve again, like always. Fucking so smart and relevant, you know? It's like, cool. Like we could run TV commercials and billboards and ads, or I could just directly pay this one person that's going to give us ROI of like,
unlimited. Like literally a bump like in sales so much, you know what I mean? Like a fucking,
even if they break even on that, they hit a grand slam. Even if you lose money on that, you still win.
You're gonna have people signing up, you're gonna have like whatever. Yeah. Just
you're Amazon, you could afford to do like whatever you fucking want.
Just how much customer information it's are they getting it. By that much traffic,
right?
You know, which is worth it alone. Fucking Amazon.
Amazon,
borrow a bill from Bezos.
Dude, slide your boys a couple bills over here.
For real. Just give us like 10 racks.
Give us 10 big ones, Jeff. I'll go throw it all in red.
We'll fucking go throw it all on the couch table. Go throw it all. We'll spread it across like a bunch of edits.
Yeah.
We'll make 10 edits out of that. Anything else?
Just that McDonald's quote. So it's something that we've been dealing with a lot fucking in the last like month, 2 months, like going and meeting with all these people and going to these events and these meetings and blah, blah, blah. Is like everybody tries to like hype themselves up so much and everybody tries to just like flex. And it's just so funny because a lot of these people that are meeting, we'll meet them and they have this big long title and this extensive resume and this and that and the whole backstory and the suit and the tie and the cane and
the talk
and all this shit. And they have this, I am the digital analytics marketing strategist coordinator,
like me and this fool, we're trying to fucking person, talk like them.
Ultra 9000, I'm the best.
Like we can't even fucking say it.
Like, and we're like, so talk. you do social media, and then like it's just so funny, everybody tries to hype themselves up over some like the littlest fucking bullshit,
and then you go and to
it's
their all website.
How you just word it, like it's all how you fucking word it. So this leads me to this quote that I want to read. Where did it go? So it's like, a pessimist would say I work at McDonald's. An optimist would say, I handle transactions for a multi-billion dollar company. And it's like, that's fucking so true. How you, there's two ways to fucking like portray yourself or talk about yourself or anything in life. Like, you could look at it in like the, oh, well, like blah, blah, blah. Or you could like hype it up and like, I don't know. It's just like so interesting how you could go two completely different routes. It's the same thing, but they mean completely different things almost, you know?
100%.
Like, it's just so interesting.
It's still true.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about us, and that's what our problem has been, is we go, we have a lot to offer. We don't have a good elevator pitch. So when somebody asks us what they do, it's more like, what do you need?
What do you need help with?
Yeah. probably fucking done it all. 80% of whatever you got going on, like, we could probably fucking do it as good, if not better, for cheaper or the same price.
Cheaper, so faster, like, quicker, better.
Yeah, sort of like, but we don't really have a good elevator pitch because we spread ourselves out. It's not just like one fucking thing. Even with the platform, it's like, cool, we're selling content creation.
This show, that show, this other show.
And it's like, a lot of people are just doing content creation, agency shit, but it's like, we're doing content creation, but then we also have the platform, but then also this and also that. And, and we also have email lists and we also have... It's like, so it's so hard for us to just narrow it down and tell people what it is.
It's like, we could literally, whatever the fuck you need, you know?
Exactly. Whereas somebody else who comes in and they give themselves this fucking fake title of like, I am a published copywriter and producer and I blah, 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 blah. And then you see the fucking go to their website and it's literally like out of focus footage and like Helvetica text like on fucking paint, and it's just the worst thing you've ever seen, and they're telling you how they're closing $15,000 deals for like bullshit.
Yeah.
But it's because they just show up in a suit with fake glasses and they use big words like, you know, we're gonna try to digest as we digest this, and me and Aaron were trying to fake talk like these fucks, which now I'm realizing, growing up in Southern California, but like outside of LA, took me 34 years to realize. I spent all my life in LA skating.
Yeah.
But being out working with these people that are these fucking people from Hollywood and Beverly Hills and all this shit, and seeing and hearing the bullshit that comes out of their faces.
Yeah.
And like the way they say shit.
That's like what we've been learning like so much this year. Just like in the short time we've been going to these meetings and doing this the last like 2 months.
Everybody's bullshitting everybody. Everybody's bullshitting. All hype.
Yep.
It's all hype. They Everybody just wants to follow the hype.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no ROI. It's like people want to work with them just because they're on hype for that second. And it's like by the time your product actually comes out, they're not going to be hyped up anymore. Nobody's going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
There's no longevity in it, you know, like, but just everybody just name dropping and we're working with them. And we're, or even as far as like,
or it's like, for an example, it's like the other day I was like fucking around on the computer and like, I'm not a fucking graphic designer by any means. Like I could barely use Photoshop, and I'm just like, we need to fucking make this deck to send out. So I'm like, on the computer, like trying to like piece together this fucking deck, like plug and play typing shit, making little things, whatever. And then like Derek just looks over, he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, graphic designer, bro. And it's like, technically I'm a fucking graphic designer. Like, that's just whatever. Like, everybody just dabbles in some shit and then they just like use that as leverage almost. Like,
I mean, you've been doing it for so 5 years. Yeah. You've been doing it longer than motherfuckers who are going going to interviews for it.
For sure. Yeah. It's like, technically, I'm a graphic designer and I'm a fucking salesperson and I'm a fucking production, and you're an animator and an editor and
stupid,
fucking after whatever the fuck, like, exactly. You know what I mean? Director, production assistant, makeup artist, stylist. Like,
you know, the shoots that we do, I do fucking every single thing except
location,
except B. McKenzie. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm rolling the fucking joint. You know what I mean? I'm the talent. I'm shooting it. I'm editing it. I'm lighting it. I'm getting the props. I'm fucking styling it. I'm doing everything, but I don't fucking sit here and say like, I am a stylist, I am a director, I am a producer, I am the talent, I am a joint roller, I am this, I am that, I am an editor, I am a post-production, I am color corrector, I am sound. Like, no, dude, I fucking make shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but
I guess these people have these like sales calls with us and like they're like trying to sell us shit or sell like our services or whatever, and they're just like dropping like six fucking to seven like big words and these like fucking 8 sentence long fucking paragraph rants about, literally they could just have summed that up in one sentence. They could have just been like, yeah, so the client, we need to create social media videos for the client, it needs to be done by Thursday.
Meanwhile, me and
they'll be like, whatever, like, just, oh my god.
Yeah, it's like me and Aaron are just slow. It's on speakerphone, but we're like slowly going back to our keyboards and yeah. like listening. But you know, yeah. like doing what you could do while still yeah. listening. And doesn't have our full attention.
Yeah,
but
dude, it's just so funny how many fucking. But yeah, it's all just the way you fucking present yourself or perceive yourself.
It's legit. Fake it till you fucking make it.
Yeah,
it's legit. It's fake it till you get that first job. This is not what we're doing at all.
And so we're going the opposite route.
It's yeah. like fake it till you get your first. And this has been how a lot of people have become successful is fake that shit. Get the first job. Knock the first job out of the park. Now everybody knows you from that fucking first
exactly.
job.
Exactly.
Doesn't happen for everybody.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers like Spike Jonze didn't know what he was doing. And he gets to work just shooting skate shit. And then he gets to go work with Sonic Youth and fucking knocks it out of the park. And next thing you know, fast forward 20 years, he's winning fucking Academy Awards.
Right.
But like. Or you go our route, which is just slow and steady, just keep plugging away and keep adapting and keep learning.
Just over deliver and just keep killing it. And we know, like, we know we have good shit. We know we have good shit to offer and fucking we're confident. So it's just a matter of time, you know?
And it, yeah, we're learning a lot as we go. Like in the
and
past,
we're fucking new to this. Like, I've never fucking run a marketing company before. Mm-hmm. Like,
all of a sudden, this dude's doing sales. He's just like hitting up random companies, what we've learned in the last 2 weeks. Not sure if we talked about it in the last episode, but we're hitting up all these companies, or we're working. We've worked with a lot of these companies, you know, like we've worked with, it's not negative or anything. I don't want to like say name names, but like we've done a lot of reviews with a lot of these companies. We're like, cool, we've created content for you guys. So Aaron's hit him up to try to like get some deals going for content creation. But then we're finding out that, you know, they're like, oh, send us this email. And then it's an email from an agency. And we're finding out, oh, we're hitting up these fucking people. And the people who are answering us are from another agency, and the last thing that they want to do is give us their job.
Right.
So either they outsource us for super cheap because they're getting paid like fucking 10 racks a month, so they'll just give us like a G to like do pretty much 70% of their work. Good for them. Maybe we could do that one day.
Yeah, that's the goal, yeah.
But we realize like, cool, that's not working for us. Like, we need to not try to go after these giant fucking companies with big accounts. We need to try to go after companies that have like 1200 followers, or even a company that has like fucking 30,000 followers, but
mid-sized companies,
but their
yeah.
content is just, it's not there, or maybe they're just reposting a lot of user submitted content because they can't afford to fucking pay a full-time social media person. But then we're gonna hit them with like, look, this is what you would be paying somebody's salary, this is what we could offer, whatever these different packages are, significantly different than hiring three people that went to fucking film school in Beverly Hills. So cool, like, let's work together.
Or that call that we had this other call with this other company. I'm not gonna name any names, but we're like, just so like, yeah, what Derek just said, if we're looking for, you know, clients, if their content's not great or it's not there, their social media is lacking, that's like the first indicator, like, all right, hit them up, like, we could definitely help you. So we hit up this one company because they just had the worst social media, like just the worst content, like blurry, out of focus, black and white, just not on brand, not relevant,
like,
terrible engagement, yeah. like you name it, everything about it was bad. So we're like talking to this dude, and he's just like talking to me like I'm dumb, like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And he's just like, well, you know what you're telling me you could do, you, I have three people here full-time on staff, and they all went to Beverly Hills film school for this, and blah blah blah. And I literally had to like mute the phone and just like, okay, like, or your content sucks, like they should all be fired, like what are you saying right now, are you blind? Like, I just want to like say all this shit to this dude. I'm just like biting my tongue so hard, and I'm like, all right man, look, like I'm gonna go ahead and email you over some of our content, like, you know, check it out. So I made this little deck of like four of his photos next to four of our photos, and it's just night and day. Like, it's just the worst shit that you're paying three people from Beverly Hills film school to fucking produce. And then like, cool, I have my fucking dropout skater homie, and it's 400 times better than your shit.
Yeah,
like titles don't mean shit, it's all like everybody's just bullshitting, you know. It's so funny, that just ties in what we were just saying,
like I could walk
Beverly Hills film school extraordinaire, like cool, they went to Beverly Hills, that doesn't mean they're fucking good. Like, I played basketball, it doesn't mean I was fucking good. Yeah. Like, I rode BMX, it doesn't mean I was fucking good. Like, you could do anything, it doesn't mean you're fucking good, you know? So, like, just get all fired up real quick. That was, like,
dude, that
so
was
funny,
hilarious.
Though, when the dude is telling us that shit. I'm just like, dude, you're... God damn it, sir.
So, that's... So, I like how we're basically, like, going 3 years ago, Ty Lopez with all this shit. So you guys say this shit all the time too. What we just said, if you're like, I can create cool content, or I like graphic design, or I like fucking shooting photos or making little videos, look at some accounts that you like that their shit sucks, or maybe it doesn't suck, but maybe your shit, you have more to offer than whatever they're doing. And then maybe you can get them on like a G a month. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like I say, like restaurants, local restaurant places, or where do you go? Do you fucking play Magic the Gathering at GameStop? Like fucking hit them up, you know? Like,
what are your interests?
What do you go to the hobby store and you fly drones? Like hit up the hobby place and be like, yo, let me shoot some fucking content. Maybe it starts off with like a discount and then works its way up. But basically what we're doing, you know?
You have to fucking work for free too. You have to show people value ahead of time, because most people don't get it. So it's like, the people that are successful are the ones that are just doing it, and they don't fucking, they're not bitching and complaining and whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, and you're learning as you're, you know, when you're working for free, you're learning.
And yeah, you're learning and you're creating that reel for yourself. So even if you're doing work for free, if you're, say you're, you know, you want to work with this restaurant and they're hesitant, cool, man, let me do it for a month for free. Then we can visit, we can talk about money, whatever. Cool, kill it for them for 2 weeks, shoot all these awesome photos. Worst case scenario, they're not going to fuck with you. Cool. Now you have a bunch of dope photos that you can use to leverage the next deal. Or they do take you, and now you have photos and a fucking contract. You know what I mean? And it's just,
and like, then flex, going back to flexing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I remember if I was working with you when I shot that KO shit for the KO mag.
It was like right before, I think. Or right when you
started. So like, yeah, I have a good friend that worked for DGK and those companies over at KO Corp. And they had like this magazine that came out every couple months. Like some just, it was, yeah, their little like, I don't even know how to say it. But it was just like some free shit they would give away to all the skate shops, and it had like a bunch of whatever. So the shop here in Long Beach, LB Skate, they're like, yo, you want to shoot our little thing? So it's basically a lookbook. So they would send a bunch of like DGK shit, KO shit to the shop, and then somebody from the shop would shoot all the shit, and then you'd get, you know, like a little 4 or 5 page article lookbook in their magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So like they had me do it. It's like, I didn't fucking get paid. It's like, whatever, ideas of the homies or whatever, but cool, fucking shoot for, you know, if I want to, I could be like, oh, I shot published content, print published content for DGK Skateboards. Like,
yeah.
You just flex.
You just use that on, it's like your resume. You just build your own resume. Like, even if you're technically not getting paid for it, you're still doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
You're still building that fucking clientele or relationship or whatever it is.
And then model for Apple.
No, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, technically you could fucking, whatever. Brands we've worked with, Apple. This fool's in every fucking Apple store on their fucking photo shoot. Like,
oh, Sony. Model for Sony. Yeah. So I'm a consultant of,
like, I fucking help fucking consult for Nordstrom. It's like, there's like certain things you could like really, I don't know. It's just crazy. So it's like, and all that shit we did for free. So it's like, don't be fucking, like, that's the people that are really gonna fucking kill it. 9 times out of 10 are the ones that are willing to fucking do whatever it takes and just fucking go that extra mile. Like this kid that we were like looking at is possibly helping us like film and edit. Like, we're like, oh, like, I like this kid. He seems cool. Like, he's talented. Boom. 2 days after we meet him, he sends me photos. He just went out and did a photo shoot with our shit. Didn't ask him. Nothing. Like, people that have that fucking drive and initiative to just get shit done, you don't need to tell them anything, and they're just going to do it. Like, even if it's for free or whatever, like, that's who you want to fuck with. You know, those are the people that are going to fucking win, because they're going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. So.
Take that initiative, that, motherfuckers.
Go out and get it, baby.
Man, take that initiative, man. Because you never know. There might be 25,000 flyers on the other side.
Yep. Straight up. Well, that was a
perfect.
Another solid episode in the books, ladies and gentlemen.
So that was
our first episode on the new channel. Be sure to fucking subscribe, comment, like, share.
Before we get you fuckers out of here.
And we're gonna give away some shit.
We're gonna give this shit away. I've been talking shit for like months about this. We on the new channel. So what should we do? I meant to ask you this before this.
We'll do a hat.
Damn, boy. We're gonna do a hat. We'll do
two hats.
You wanna do it together? How do you wanna do this?
Whatever. Give it all away. Give it to the people.
Give the people what they want. Is this all one package?
Yeah, just put it with that.
Okay, we're gonna give away 2 fucking hats and a fucking board. We just need you to subscribe.
Hit that subscribe button.
Drop a comment below. What do you think the comment should be?
Baby back whales.
Baby back whales? A rendition of baby back whales? I think it should just be like a question. I think it should be like their power move, a power move of the week.
Yeah, go leave us like your favorite fucking quote or like your favorite advice or something or your favorite power move or whatever, something like that.
Cool. That's it. Boom. So subscribe, drop a comment below, put either like your favorite power move of the week that you saw somebody do, like, and then either that or your fucking quote, whatever. Something you want us to know, something you want, fuck, us to share, you want to share with people. And then next week, we'll pick the winner. And we're going to send you, hopefully you, whoever the fuck comments, this two hats and a board. So make sure you guys do that. Make sure you fucking tell your friends, tell your fucking wife, tell your kids, tell your dog.
Had your kids, had your wife.
Hi, everybody. So there you go. Two hats and a board.
Boom. Comment below. Win that shit. Good luck. And yeah, subscribe. Fucking thanks for watching. Go to the High Rise Co. Use the code WordDubyTalk. Get 30% off. Go to All I Need Skate. Use the code WordFuchs. Get a discount over there. 20%. And yeah. Thanks for watching. Until next week, we're out. Keep pushing, keep rising.
Peace.
See you later.
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're gonna fucking figure it out.
You wanna find a problem that all of us have and you wanna find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool, it's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be Robin, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be fucking Batman, you know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman, you know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted though, we're definitely gonna be smoking weed.